were denied full access. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Greenbrook, New Jersey.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Republican Secretary of State Scott Schwab is the latest candidate to name a running mate in a crowded race for governor. He's trying to round out his ticket by picking a rural state lawmaker. Stephen Caranda reports for the Kansas News Service.
Schwab is from the Johnson County suburbs, and in contrast to that, he picked Republican State Representative Ken Rogers as his running mate. Schwab says it's because of his expertise in agriculture and rural issues. Rogers is from north central Kansas and is currently the chair of the House Agriculture Committee, meaning he's one of the most powerful state lawmakers handling those issues. He's also worked on legislation aimed at reducing other rural challenges, like a lack of attorneys. The filing deadline is Monday, so more candidates will likely be finalizing their tickets. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
Fewer Kansas families are receiving food assistance because of changes in federal law. A study from the Center on Budget and Budget Priorities found more than 21,000 Kansans stopped receiving food assistance since the passage of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill in July. Haley Kotler is the senior campaign director for the advocacy group Kansas Appleseed. She says the increasing barriers are concerning.
We're seeing more restrictions at the state level. At the same time, we're now seeing sweeping changes at the federal level, too. And it's putting Kansans who need access to SNAP in really a squeeze.
Kansas Appleseed is asking legislators to delay some SNAP changes to prevent sharper declines.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
We've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the mid-80s, winds from the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. A 70% chance of rain overnight tonight, possibly thunderstorms. Humid conditions with lows in the mid-60s. And then a chance of rain again for tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News and Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
From Ann Landers and Dear Abby to Miss Manners and Dear Prudence, Carolyn Hacks, for years, people have been turning to advice columnists to help them out with all kinds of issues. But do advice columns actually work? It probably depends on what you mean by work. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's news coverage is possible because of support from more than 6,000 listeners just like you. People who are willing to send in $10, $20 or more every month to ensure our service continues to grow. Their support matters, so does yours. Take a minute today and go to kansaspublicradio.org and donate today. And thanks for your support.
Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Food trucks starting at 11:30 and music at 1 p.m.
We've got some reports of light rain throughout the KPR listening area. Isolated thunderstorms around Lawrence right now. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly sunny skies later today. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 72 in Lawrence, 72 in Manhattan, 73 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Original Sin.
Join me, Adrian Florido, as I talk with Ferrer about her new memoir, Keeper of My Kin, here on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
I'm Peter Sagal, and this week's Wait, Wait, we've got musicians Lucy Dacus and Taimane, and Tiffany Haddish makes My Bar Mitzvah cool retroactively. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, just 20 minutes from now, right after Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. We are having a rainy Saturday morning across the KPR listening area. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Showers are popping up in various places across the listening area. A flood advisory has just been issued for the Lawrence area until 10:45 this morning. We got between half an inch and 1.5 inches in fairly short order just a bit ago, and there is some flooding in low-lying areas, so be careful if you're out driving around. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station and toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org.
A quick look at our forecast. Our weather is kind of all over the map today. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some areas, including here in Lawrence, experienced pretty heavy rainfall this morning. The sun is now out in Lawrence, but we've got mostly sunny to cloudy skies throughout the rest of the area. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 75 in Emporia, 73 in Topeka.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. This week, we set off some early summer fireworks with visits from Tiffany Haddish, Lucy Dacus, a brilliant ukulele player from Hawaii, and a woman who swam to Hawaii. All that, plus our panel still can't give us a straight answer. And Bill Curtis throws away the credibility he has earned over 60 years in broadcasting by trafficking in puns.
Thanks for joining us.
That's all coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is calling on Asian allies to ramp up military spending. NPR's Jennifer Pack reports.
Secretary Hegseth told a room full of military, defense officials, and diplomats that there is rightful alarm at what he called China's historic military buildup.
That a Pacific dominated by any hegemon would unravel the regional balance of power and undermine the equilibrium we all seek to preserve.
He was less clear on how to prevent an escalation and did not clarify the status of U.S. arms sales to Taiwan and the Iran war, key issues affecting Asian allies. Hegseth also touted better U.S.-China relations coming off what he called a historic summit between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing. Jennifer Pak, NPR News, Singapore.
The UN Secretary General has issued his annual report to the Security Council on sexual violence in conflict zones. He has added Israel and Russia to a list of countries credibly suspected of patterns of rape and other sexual violence. Both countries deny the allegations. President Trump has issued an executive order aimed at once again trying to revamp the number of routine childhood vaccinations. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
The order directs the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to review the vaccines routinely recommended to protect children against diseases like measles, mumps, and whooping cough, and align the so-called childhood vaccine schedule with a recent federal scientific assessment that found the U.S. recommends more vaccines than other peer nations. The order comes after a federal judge blocked the administration's last attempt to reduce the number of federal recommended childhood vaccines from 17 to 11. That change was condemned by major medical groups and many leading infectious disease and public health experts. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The White House released a report last night on President Trump's visit to Walter Reed National Medical Center this week, described as a routine annual physical. It was his third trip there in a year. The report said Trump is in excellent health and remains fully fit to carry out his duties as commander-in-chief. His doctor recommends he lose weight and exercise more. New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill into law yesterday that bans law enforcement officers from wearing masks while on duty. She says this will apply to local, state, and federal officers operating in New York.
We don't need any of our law enforcement wearing masks. We don't need our local police wearing masks. We don't expect our state police to wear a mask, and you will not see that. So we are now saying no longer in the state of New York will you be allowed to wear masks as a...
Focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts, and the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence, online at kansaspublicradio.org. We have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those have already rolled through this morning. The Lawrence area is under a flood advisory until 10:45 this morning. It's 73 in Lawrence.
The following program was taped in front of
a woman who set a record by swimming there. That's when we return with more Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Next time on Prairie Journal, how Kansas women made history, one city election at a time.
Between 1887 and 1899, Kansas voters did something really no other state in the country was doing at the time. They elected women to govern them locally.
It's petticoat government. Part of our Per Aspera Kansas 250 series on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPER 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPER 2.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing primary care, dental, mental health, or help with a chronic condition. Heartland accepts all patients, including Medicare. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. A flood advisory remains in effect for the Lawrence area for the next 25 minutes or so. We got a half an inch to an inch and a half of rain in fairly short order this morning, so some low-lying areas and streets are flooded, so be careful out there. We still have a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 76 in Emporia, 72 degrees in Lawrence, 75 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is Nick Carswell. Join me this week for 105 Live, where our studio guest is Chuck Mead. Mama worked down at the Bird 6 nights a week. Lawrence native, now residing in Nashville, renowned songwriter, producer, music director, and musicologist, Chuck Mead joins us for a live studio performance and conversation this week on 105 Live, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at macellisonline.com. And from the Kansas Book Festival, announcing A Night for the History Books, Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. You're listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
...with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord, Philip Gotica writes our limericks, our public address announcer is Paul Friedman, BJ Lederman composed our theme, our program is produced by Jennifer Mills, Miles Dronboss, and Lillian King. Special thanks as always to Monica Hickey, Peter Gwynn is helping us get sunscreen in that hard-to-reach spot on our backs. Our visual host is Emma Choi, our ops manager is Jasira Vardak, technical direction is from Lorna White, our CFO is Colin Miller, our production manager is Robert Newhouse, our senior producer is Ian Chillog, and the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. That's Mike Danforth. Thanks to everybody you heard on this week's show. That would be all our panelists, all our fabulous guests, our guest scorekeeper, Alzo Slade, and guest host, Nagin Farsad. And of course, Bill Curtis. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal, and we'll see you next week. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour. And then stay with us for This American Life, coming up at noon today. The time is 11 o'clock.
Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details at lead.ku.edu. We've got mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area right now. We still have a chance of showers and thunderstorms today. And it looks like the sun may pop out this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. A 70% chance of rain overnight tonight, possibly a thunderstorm. Lows in the mid-60s. Humid for tomorrow. with highs in the upper 80s. It's 80 degrees in Chanute, 75 in Topeka.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio Hour. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventive care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. We've got 20 more minutes of the Moth Radio Hour, then stay with us for This American Life, coming up at noon on KPER. We still have a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-80s, a 70% chance of rain tonight, lows in the mid-60s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still a chance of rain, highs in the upper 80s, and humid. It's 75 in Lawrence.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio Hour. I'm Jay Allison. In this show, story.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's This American Life. And then stay with us for Classics by Request this afternoon with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock, the show where you pick the playlist. This week, several students and graduates wrote in with terrific requests, including some of Destiny's favorites like The Lark Ascending. We'll also hear Two Jupiters for the Planets from two very different composers. Classics by Request from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. We still got a chance of more rain coming through the KPR listening area, most likely this evening or later this afternoon. A 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. We're looking for highs today in the mid-80s. Lows tonight in the mid-60s. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny. Again, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And once again, very humid with highs in the upper 80s. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka.
When she was seven, when she would visit her grandmother,